have lived in North Philly, in the projects east of Richard Allen and north of Spring Garden, perhaps the name of Ruth Ma Ballard would be unfamiliar to you. But if you lived there, if you had the pleasure of knowing her, of seeing her smile, of hearing her sweet southern voice, you'd know that you've met someone special. Children of the neighborhood called her Ma Ballard, and not just her healthy brood of strong sons and pretty smart daughters. Everybody called her that, for she radiated a calm, reassuring motherly love that made her legendary in the projects. In this world of chaos and drama, she seemed the calm in the eye of the storm. Like a strong tree, well-rooted, few could shake her. In the beginning, when the projects were new, the Ballards and the Cooks were among the first families to move there, up from uncertainty and the dreaded South, the last few rivers of that great black flood north. Two young mothers, Edith and Dot, as she called her, met each other in the new, unknown place and became fast friends for life. They would talk to each other over the clothesline with fresh wash flapping in the morning breeze. They raised families, children, and then grandchildren, children of the North and South, children of the projects, children of the storm. Back then, children could and would be disciplined by any adult in the neighborhood. And woe to the boy or girl who earned a pop from one adult, for you knew you'd get some more when you got home. But Ma Ballard wasn't big on beatings. She could look at you and make you stand still. It wasn't that you didn't want to make her mad. You didn't want to disappoint her. You would do anything to bring that smile back to her face, that brown, beautiful, smiling face, the folds at the corner of her eyes, that star-like twinkle in her eyes. She was special, because she was. Her laugh was special. Her love was special. Her wisdom was special, because it made you feel special. I'm tempted to say that they don't make them like that anymore. Tempted. But I won't say that. Honestly, because I think so, but I'm not sure. But I know this. She made the neighborhood better. She made the community better. She made you want to do better and be better. She was a tiny woman, the kind people called short, but I never thought of her as such. Some people fill the room with their aura. They radiate. She was such a one. I'm blessed to have known her, my mother's dearest friend. Our families joined the Ballards in mourning her passing. She is never to be forgotten. Ma Ballard, with love, your other son, Mumia Abu-Jamal.